The words to that song were so powerful for me as I began to plan for the service today. I also wanted to share, before I begin the message this morning, the words to a hymn that I found in the Singing the Living Tradition hymnal, which is the Unitarian hymnal. And it's from a little hymn entitled, O Star of Truth. O star of truth, down shining through clouds of doubt and fear, I ask beneath thy guidance my pathway may appear. However long the journey, however hard it be, though I be lone and weary, lead me on, I follow thee. I know thy blessed radiance can never lead astray, though ancient creed and custom may point another way. Or through the untold desert, or over trackless sea, though I be lone and weary, lead on, I follow thee, O truth, O star of truth. Well, let me ask you a question as we begin the message today. And so we start on this little journey that we're going to be engaging in the next few minutes to find the meaning for truth. So I want you to tell me the first thing that comes to your mind when you hear this quote. Do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God? What's the first thing that comes to your mind? Maybe you think of Perry Mason. Maybe you recall a time when you served on the jury and you observed witnesses who were asked that very same question. Maybe you had to testify in a court and someone as you had to say that. If something pops into your mind, put it in the chat for others to see if you want to. For me, every time I hear or read that quote, I cringe. And here's why. I learned sign language in my early college days, mostly because I thought it was very theatrical and I wasn't a good actor and I can't sing and I don't play any musical instruments. So I thought I can do sign language. And I soon began to be an interpreter for the deaf and the hearing impaired people for either medical appointments or legal hearings. It was during one of those legal court hearings that my nightmare began over that very quote. The judge called me to stand in front of the witness and signed that very phrase for a deaf woman who was trying to get child support from her ex-husband. During this period in my life, when I was nervous or tense, I had a habit of reaching behind myself and tucking my shirt into my pants much deeper. No sooner had the lady then signed I do and I interpreted her testimony, I was asked to return to my seat. Little did I know that while tucking in my shirt, I had also tucked in the American flag that stood by the witness stand. So when I turned to walk away, I pulled the flag with me, hitting me in the head and sending the flag lowering to the floor. There were gasps, there were snickers, and there was much laughter. For me, it was total humiliation. So now every time I hear, do you swear to tell the truth? I just cringe. It also raises the question, why are people forced to swear to tell the truth and they're not always willing to tell the truth? We're living in a world today in which truth is very evasive and difficult to know or find. In the past, we would sit in front of our televisions watching the news and would never doubt that every item that Walter Cronkite shared was absolutely true. Unfortunately, that's no longer the case. Every form of media today is often filled with untruths and lies. We read about it, we hear about it, and we experience it. Was the 2020 presidential election stolen? Well, 71 court decisions said that it was a fair election. Yet there are thousands of people who dispute that and continue to expound on that conspiracy. Those who hold that strong position have labeled the opposition media as fake news. In other words, it's a lie or not the truth. Was the COVID-19 virus real? Is it real? Was it a result of the laboratory mishap in China? Did the vaccines work? Are masks practical and necessary? What's really going on with the different variants of this virus? And even more relevant, what is the truth in these two very divisive examples that we experience these days? Who can we trust to tell the truth? Most of us will rely on the CDC to provide an accurate information as is available on the virus concerning this pandemic. These are scientists whose field of expertise enables us to believe they are being very truthful. That highlights the core issue of the concept of truth. Who can we believe is telling the truth? Often we find that even what we have learned in our education or in our church life or in our everyday experience is not what we believe to be true. Growing up in a Christian world, I was told that Jesus was born on December 25th, and that's why we have Christmas on that day. It was supposedly a day set aside to have a mass for Christ. That's why it's called Christmas, Christmas. But as I delved deeper into the history and the facts about this critical belief, I learned that what I had been told was, in fact, not the truth. Early theologians wanted to counter pagan traditions with new discoveries and observances. So in order to counter the pagan ceremonial observance of the winter solstice, December 25th was selected as the arbitrary date for the birth of Christ. And in order to make sure that the Christians had an advantage over these pagans and their winter solstice celebration, they created Advent. So for the 4 weeks prior to Christmas, everyone would be waiting for the birthday celebration, which would completely take away from the solstice event. Pretty smart, huh? But I never heard that truth in church. I had to find it for myself. This is only one example of the importance of seeking the truth. Our lives are filled with these searches for the truth about things that are most important to us. Let me ask you this. Have you gone on a search to learn the truth about the very land that your church is built on? To find about the indigenous Native Americans who owned that land? How it was taken from them? And what's happened since settlers began to occupy their territory? Might surprise you. I was surprised when I visited the Native American Indian Museum in D.C. There's a quote on the wall, and I don't know if you've ever been to that museum, but you don't start on the ground floor and work up. You start on the top floor and circle down. And in the beginning of that tour that begins on the top floor, there is a quote, and I don't remember it exactly, but I think this is pretty accurate. It goes like this. History is open to interpretation, but truth is a fact that cannot be disputed. How do we know what is true or what is the truth? First, we have to exercise an element of human nature that's called trust. Who do you trust to give you the best and most honest information about the current COVID crisis? I'm almost embarrassed to tell you this, but I have a brother who is brilliant. He was a physician and the chief of medical staff for hospitals before his retirement. He's written 4 murder mystery novels. His IQ is off the chart. He has a photographic memory. In his education, both high school and college and medical school, he had only 1 B in his whole life. That was for 1 semester in typing. He came home and wept that he got a B. I came home and rejoiced that I got a C. He graduated with a 4.0 grade point average. He was the president of the student body, both in high school and in college, at the University of Alabama. You might think he would be an authority on the medical aspects of the pandemic. Unfortunately, he is a Fox News addict and has completely bought every misinformed theory given by the media staff of that news channel. He's one of those who calls the other news organizations fake news. I wonder where he heard that phrase. There's an old saying that if a lie is told often enough, it becomes the truth. But actually, it doesn't. What happens is that people simply start believing that it's true. Those are wise words from Bailey Johnson. I certainly don't want to diminish the intelligence of my brother, but like so many others, my brother has fallen into a group who refuse to trust scientists and instead choose to trust those who pour out misinformation constantly. I suppose the question now is, would you trust the scientists and medical personnel of the CDC or the newscasters of Fox News? Once we exercise our trust, the recipient of that trust is the one we believe is telling the truth. When we impart the element of trust into an individual or an organization, we do so with the assumption that we believe them to tell the truth. And truth will always be the truth, regardless of our lack of understanding, our disbelief, or ignorance. All of us want to believe that we can trust parents or our spouse or friends or ministers or teachers to always be the bearers of truth. At the same time, others are looking at us, trusting that we are being truthful as well. This circuit goes from "Who ate all the cookies?" And the reply, "Wasn't me," even if it was. And it moves swiftly to even more complex experiences in which we withhold facts, believing that in doing so, we would hurt other people whom we deeply care about. In reality, that is the once trust is lost, when the truth is not spoken, it's very difficult to retain that or regain that trust. All because we've chosen to not speak or reveal the truth. There's always a price to pay when we do not or cannot say what is true. Growing up in the Baptist Church, I naively gave my trust to those who were in leadership positions in that denomination. As I began to educate myself, to read, to study, and to explore, I learned that a part of what I believed to be true wasn't actually factual. I was told that the Bible, for instance, was literally true, every word. Yet when I learned that there were no original documents and that the contents of that book were written by human beings and that the version of the scripture that I was limited to, the King James Version, was governed by the desires and influences of King James in 1610, I lost trust. Imagine how popular I was in seminary class studying the Old Testament when I raised my hand and asked the professor, "Why are there no dinosaurs in the Bible?" That sounds Unitarian, doesn't it? I guess I was a Unitarian in disguise, even as a Baptist. But this illustrates a significant point in our search for real truth. We cannot believe we are learning the truth if we have no trust. When we place our trust into someone we hold in high regard, we believe that person will always be truthful to us. We experience this daily in small ways with strangers and in big ways with our loved ones. Ask the worker in the produce department, "How fresh are these oranges at the co-op?" And the worker replies, "They were just picked yesterday." Mm-hmm. How does your trust and hope for trust mesh in that person? Is that the truth? Or ask your life partner, "Do these glasses make me look older?" "Absolutely not. You look even more intelligent than you ever were." Trust and truth. These are coupled together and cannot be separated. Do you trust the produce worker to know all the facts about the life of oranges that come into a store? Do you trust your loved ones to always tell you the truth, regardless of the outcome, even if you bang them on the head after they say you look okay? I read a quote once from Richard Nixon. He's not one of my most favorite people, but occasionally even people I don't like say wise things. And he said, "Let us begin by committing ourselves to the truth, to see it like it is and tell it like it is, to find the truth, to speak the truth, and to live the truth." What about each of us? Are we always people of truth? Don't answer that. We already know what the answer is. Before you can be on a quest for truth, there is something you must do for you. There's one truth that must be sought after first before you can even begin to search for truth. And that is that you must be in charge of your own life and your own truth. You cannot lead a life of truth if you've not chosen to be truthful. This is the hard part. Our natural inclination is to want everyone we ever meet to always tell the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. Oof, there's that quote again. Yuck, I hate that. So even when we take personal inventory that we must ask ourselves, am I always telling the truth and does it really matter? Let me tell you now, yes, it does matter. If you want anyone to trust you, you must be a person who is truthful. We evade that reality more often than we would want anyone to know. For example, every night I get a text from my neighbor who always, always, always begins with the same question. How are you doing? My inclination is to always say, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. It might have been a very yucky day. I may have actually had a call from Rosemary. But I say I'm fine, which isn't true. Isn't that true, Rosemary? But I, like many of you, back off the real truth rather than opening my heart and my life to others. We become evasive or engaging in an undesired conversation by what some call stretching the truth, when actually all that is a lie. The song I chose that was played before the message, Truth Be Told, hits the nail right on the head for me. We often will say, I'm fine, but the truth is we're not fine. We're broken. During this pandemic, many of us are lonely. Many of us are sad. Many of us are depressed. Many of us are frustrated and find it difficult to go day by day with this mask mandate, the separation from folks that we love, the inability to do what we want to do. We feel like we failed at something if we are honest and tell the truth, or that our life doesn't matter. Maybe we just completely are worn to a frazzle trying to please others at the expense of ourselves. We want to be trusted, but at the same time, we hesitate to tell the truth. None of us is naive enough to believe we're the only one limping down this path during the last 2 years. Truth be told, we've all been there. We all are there. Or even sadder, maybe that's where we are right now. Maybe some of you who are here in this service this morning are experiencing that very same thing. The separation anxiety, the sadness, the loneliness. It's a difficult time. The bottom line of finding truth is simply that it is not only the result of trusting professionals or experts, it is also our own responsibility to live the truth in order that others can invest trust in us. Go back to your childhood and recall what happened to Pinocchio. Every time he told the lie or was not untruthful, or was not truthful. Parents were firm that the same thing was going to happen to us if we did not tell the truth. Well, thank goodness that was only a fairy tale, or my nose would have been the length of a very, very long mile. And don't laugh, so would yours. Growing up in Memphis, Tennessee, as a young kid, I attended the same school as someone who became much more famous than me. Strange. Of course, he was in the seventh grade when I was in the second grade, but we walked the same sidewalks home at the end of the school day. Some of us would laugh at his rolled up sleeves of his t-shirt and his greasy hair. Little did we know that he would become a musical legend. Maybe you know him, or maybe you've heard of him. His name is Elvis Presley. He's not necessarily known for his wisdom, and I've not really known him for his singing, though many people think he does. But I'm going to leave you today with this one quote of his that I've really loved. Truth is like the sun. You can shut it out for a time, but it ain't going nowhere. So what is truth? You are. I am. We all are. So we must not only tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, but we must live the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Because we are the truth, and we are those who desire to be trusted. And may that be so.